I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast.
What's up, basketball trainers? Yesterday was my birthday, and I have some thoughts I wanted to share. Look, first thing is taxes. So I got an extension, which I realize most people get extensions or at least pay their taxes. I'm seeing in installments. And while I'm not doing an installment, I am getting an extension to have them filed. And a couple of things were learned. I know it's kind of different to pay taxes on a birthday, but obviously that's pretty important. The extension is until September, and I believe this is if you are an S corp. Not sure if you can get the same extension if you are just a single member LLC. That's somebody to ask a CPA. And none of this stuff is any financial, accounting, bookkeeping advice, because I am not certified in any of that. It's just what I've learned from my personal experience. So the taxes, paying them, it can mean one of two things. Like, our tax bill was the second largest it's ever been, and paying them means you are doing really well, you're profiting, or something's done really bad. You're not doing your bookkeeping the correct way or the best way, or you're not elected as an S corp, which is going to save you a lot more than a LLC. As an LLC, you get taxed three different ways: 15.3% for self-employment tax. That's the FICA, SUTA, all that stuff. Really FICA and FUTA, I think. And you get taxed federally. And if your state does tax you, you will get taxed for the state taxes too. Much different for the S corp. But all that being said, one thing that came to mind too was, like, we all think about passive income, and our idea of it is mailbox money, getting money while you're not working, which is all true. I think the thing that we mix up sometimes, and I mixed up until yesterday, was the IRS. They changed that. They don't have the same definition of passive income as we do, and they tax it differently because of that. So no matter what we do, our basketball training income is not going to be passive income, no matter if we are on the court zero times a week or all week. It's going to be taxed as an entity that is conducting business, like an LLC. And an S corp is an LLC. It's just a version of being an LLC. So all that being said, like, if you got real estate, if you are investing in stocks, things of that nature, that will be considered passive. And there's a litany of other things too. I even think some cryptocurrency trading would be passive, as defined by the IRS as well. Another thing I learned too, like my CPA always says, is don't let the tax tail wag the dog. Basically saying, don't just be buying stuff because you want a tax write-off or because you want to lower your taxable income. It's much better to look at it as a 25% discount of something that you already know that you need as well. So that really has helped me out. That mindset has definitely shifted me. And look, yesterday I realized I took the day to recharge, which I don't think we do enough. Like, I want to eventually, I think all of us want to eventually work our assets off, not the other way around, right? So for me, I think the way that I want to really focus on moving forward, what I really enjoy is the idea of investing much more. So I saw the income, my personal income increased, three times, I think, in the last 3 years, which is great, and also raised the tax bill. And I also see, maybe I could put more of that into stocks. Maybe I could spend more time learning about these Fortune 100 businesses, the largest businesses in the world, and buying those shares and gaining equity in those businesses. And I went back and thought about what Karan Gotwin used to always tell me. He says, use basketball to build, not to live. And that's been standing out even more to me, honestly. And there's so many other things that man has taught me. I need to reach out to him pretty soon, but definitely going to start investing much more if you read Rich Dad Poor Dad and hear about it, people always talk about the quadrants, and people don't always talk about it, but it is well known. You got the top quadrant, the investor quadrant, where you want to be, and being a business owner also helps us to become better investors when we get to that quadrant. So I just want to start that process sooner rather than later, and start maxing stuff out in terms of the 401k, the IRA, and any other, the index funds and ETFs and some of that stuff in the stock world. So all that being said, I'm sure we should be planning towards retirement. Like, I don't know who the oldest basketball trainer in this nation is, but at some point, man, I'm sure it gets to the point where we don't want to be as involved on the court. If anything, we'll be back managing and monitoring rather than on the court conducting the sessions. That's my thought. I know I'll want to change eventually with that and not feel like I'm obligated to be there. And that's the thing I realized yesterday, man, we have more freedom than what we realize. We have more freedom to be intentional and decide what we want. Those decisions have consequences sometimes. But, you know, how we use our beginning hours of the day before it's time to get to the gym, completely up to us. We could get another job. You could leisure around. You could do things to enhance your services. You could improve the business. There's so many things we can do. And I know personally, I'm not as intentional as I should be about doing what needs to be done. And even yesterday, man, I had some low-key guilt. Didn't last that long, but had some guilt about not doing any what I would consider work on the business. And nothing awful happened. Nothing awful happened, and it was okay. So just a slow reassurance to be more intentional about how we monitor our day, because that's kind of what we did this for in the first place. This, the time and the flexibility. So all that being said, hopefully that helps you out. Those are my thoughts for my birthday. I had so many more, but well, really another one that just came to mind, the theory of constraints. Like, I'm focusing on that too. For us, there's always one thing that really is a bottleneck that hinders us, whether it's the amount of gym availability you have, whether it's the amount of trainers that you have, whether it's the gym in general, who knows what it is. But focusing on that one constraint and restructuring it or eliminating it or finding a way to maximize our capacity, whatever that looks like, is important. And that's what I'm focusing on right now. We are actually at capacity, and we've opened up another location. And when I say open up another location, we are renting, releasing in one, renting in another one. And I don't knock anybody who has their own spot, because it's so cool, man. Like, that's the dream, right? That's the dream for a lot of people. That's a hard thing to accomplish, especially if you are in a smaller town, smaller area. So kudos to anybody who's done that. I will always combat the idea of owning or running your own location with, man, it is nice to be nimble in our cost structure. If November comes and we don't want to be in the gym, we don't have to have as many hours. And you could reduce your hours if you own the location as well, as I'm going back and forth with this. I just know that your cost is fixed regarding how much you actually have to pay for your lease, for your rent. So I like that idea. We can go back and forth with that conversation. But all that being said, I got to go. I'm opening up some spots for consulting. Now, I've done this for 7 years full-time basketball training, and I made mistakes that you have. So I can save you that time, and I can save you that money at a much larger, lower cost, I should say. I'm looking to get trained in some results for my own selfish reasons. So if you're interested in a phone call once a week, if you're interested in setting up some type of consistency with coaching, watching the Olympics, I realized, man, they're the best in the world and they still have coaches, you know? So that is of interest to me. And if you're just getting started with this basketball training business, if you're making $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, like that is something that in my wheelhouse where I can help you out. Now, if you're making $750,000 per year doing basketball training, then you might need to be telling me how to do some of this stuff, right? but I definitely know I can help basketball trainers in that frame and want to do that. So if you're interested, find me on Instagram, send me a message. We can get started. Myson Jones, M-Y-S-O-N Jones. And thanks for listening to this. I hope it has provided you some value and looking forward to talking to you soon.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.